The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Bombshells on 290, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. Happy football night. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show, you can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. We are at Bombshells on 290, which is going to be my new pre- and post-Sam Houston place, because it's right down the road from the racetrack, which is one of my favorite places in the world. So from now on, when I have a big score at the track, this is where I'm coming.
All right.
We've also decided they have the hottest girls of any of the places
yeah.
that we've been to so far, the Bombshells. We still have another one or two to go to, I think. So.
I think so.
But so far, so good. And just having a good time out here, getting ready for Texans and Dolphins tonight. You know what I haven't done, AJ? I haven't watched 1 second of the World Series.
Really?
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of game one. I didn't watch any of game two.
Okay.
I watched a little bit of game one because, like I said, I threw a couple random bets out at it.
Maybe if I bet on it, I would actually watch it. But, yeah, it's I'm just not that interested. And I guess I'm kind of like Astros fan, you know. And football's over.
Yeah.
So
the baseball's over.
Cajun Trent says
there's still plenty of football.
College to hotness scale you just created is genius. Somebody compared us to, like, more like Vanderbilt or Jermaine said we're more like Vanderbilt or Stanford. Okay. Stanford I'll take because they win most of the time.
Sometimes.
A little disappointing this year. But, yeah, I don't know. I think of all the SEC schools, Vanderbilt has by far the least attractive women.
Not even a doubt.
And I know you spent a lot of time there, so you know what I'm talking
about.
It's
not even close. It's not like other SEC schools. Now, if you're looking for someone to take care of you, you're looking for someone who's got a good earner. Dad bought her a nice SUV before she went off to college.
And she's probably a CEO somewhere.
That's your girl.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a one night of fun, Vanderbilt, not the place to go. And, yeah, I lived in Nashville long enough and was single in Nashville long enough that, you know, you would think – I mean – there's a couple you can pull out of there that are...
Oh, there's a few. There's a few everywhere.
You know, if they do their makeup right, it's acceptable to take
them
out of
public. When the light shines on them a certain way, yeah.
But for the most part, yeah. But what I will say also is typically those girls are... they're excited to get away from home, and they're excited to do some things that their parents would have frowned upon. So...
Yeah, that's always a plus.
Yeah. If Mississippi schools, in my opinion, 1 and 2.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what order they go in. It's tough.
They're so underrated.
I probably go Ole Miss, then Mississippi State, from what I've experienced in life. LSU's pretty high up on that list.
Yeah.
Florida's high on that list. I would get, you know what? While we talk about the ugliest, remember now Mizzou is now in the conference.
I don't really count them. But like Aggie has a lot of hot women.
Even Arkansas.
Arkansas, yeah.
I mean, the dudes there are toothless, but the chicks are okay.
Which is a good place for, you know, an average kind of guy to visit because he's going to pull better than, you know, way better. But, I think it doesn't matter because I'm probably not getting divorced, but if I did, the next one's not going to be smart or hot. I don't want to deal with that anymore.
Okay.
Either one is too much to deal with. So I'm looking for average and dumb. So if that's you, look me up in a couple years. Henry asked between Brock and the Texans D-line, who has a competitive edge? I think the Texans, if the coaching staff is smart, which is a big question, they probably know every tendency that Brock has, and I think defensively they'll get after him and at least force a couple turnovers.
I think the defense has the edge on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, well,
whoever's got the ball, I think the defense is going to be the superior unit.
I think the one thing that I would be concerned about from the Dolphins' perspective is they've just been so bad against the run. And, you know, if Lamar Miller can duplicate what he did last week, then the Texans should hold on to the ball a lot.
Yeah.
I just don't know what Deshaun Watson's going to show up. Are we going to get broken down guy from – if we get the same cat that played against the Bills, the Dolphins are winning tonight. If he goes out there and turns the ball over 3 times, Dolphins will win the football game.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe that. And then Dustin asked if Patrick Peterson wanted to be traded. What are the odds the Texans go after? He's not, from what I understand, they're not trading him. And now he's saying all the right things that he doesn't want to be traded. And I've said all along, if I'm the Texans, yes, I would give up a first-round pick for Patrick Peterson tomorrow because you won't get a better cornerback in the draft, especially where you'll be drafting. But I don't even know if that'd be enough for him. So I will stick to my guns. I think the best trade for the Texans to make, if he becomes available, is I would give up a small child to get Joe Staley out of San Francisco and put him at left tackle, and suddenly your line goes from being one of the worst in the league to at least average because you'd have a legitimate Pro Bowl-type player anchoring the left side of the line. And that now enables you to play whichever one of those garbage tackles you have, whoever's playing the best out of the Kendall Lambs, Martinez Rankins, and Julian false start Davenports can play right tackle. You can get by with that. You can help those guys with a running back. There's all kinds of things you can do. And I think the interior of your line, when Fulton's healthy, is functional. It's not great, but it's functional. You put a guy like that on the left side, and, yeah, I know he's 34 years old, but, you know, I think he's got 2 or 3 years left. And for this year, it's worth the pick, in my opinion. I give him a pick and whatever else they want, you know, firstborn, something like that. But I don't know that he's available. I don't know that the 49ers would be interested in that, but we shall see. 713. It's funny. Somebody says no better place in the you were talking about the place in the Woodlands when it comes to quality. Somebody echoed
Agreed.
You there.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. 713-780-3776. Somebody says San Diego State. I would just say any Southern California school.
Oh, yeah.
USC,
UCLA.
UCLA. Yeah. I mean, so.
Even, like, Arizona State.
Yeah.
There's good ones Arizona, there, too.
Arizona, yeah. The Arizona schools. As you get farther north, like, once you get to Cal, Stanford.
Not the same.
No, those are kind of like.
That's hairy armpit crowd.
Yeah. And also Vanderbiltish in that they're all smart.
Yeah, I mean, again, like if you're looking for an earner, a full, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what you want in life.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's the beauty of America. There's just tons of options. 713-780-ESPN. Do we have Rafael on yet, John? Okay. Yeah, we'll have Rafael Esparza to talk a little gambling with us for a couple minutes. And then later on, 6 o'clock. The man, the myth, the legend, the superstar that is Brad Powers.
Nice.
From pregame. Will join us at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm I'm excited to talk to him this week because this may be my lightest week of action in a while.
Yeah, I was talking to you before the show. I've only got three games that I even remotely like. And, you know, we'll see.
I had a game that I liked a lot of total, and then the weather's horrible, and the total just came crashing down.
Yeah. And even some of my things that, like, we've been able to fall back on Fresno State all year.
Yeah,
that number's too big. So, but let's ask Rafael Esparza, who joins us now from my bookie. He's Vegas Sports Gambling Analyst. Rafael, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. We're sitting here at a place that has a lot of attractive women, so... Life
horrible
is good.
Day. Horrible
yeah.
day.
Yeah, our life well,
must, must be nice. I'm just staring at a whole bunch of TV screens. I have nothing. I have nothing like that.
Well, we got TV screens too. So
yeah, we got that. We got both.
Yeah. So hey, let's start with tonight. The Texans 7.5 against the Dolphins. The numbers we've been looking at are the under, and then I saw the Texans team total was like 27.5. I think I'm going to play the under on that, but I have no real opinion on the spread because. They just don't beat teams by more than 7 points. What do you think about it?
I agree. And last time I checked, we're still in the month of October, so that means Brocktober is still going to go rolling. He's got a lot of stuff to prove. I think Houston does win this game. I don't think they cover. Give me Miami plus the 7.5. But that Houston defense has really, really been impressive. They're going to win five straight, but I don't think they cover this number. I like Miami plus the 7.5.
One game I'm looking at tomorrow night, actually, is UCLA getting 10.5 at home against Utah. Utah's a pretty good team, but UCLA seems to be playing better football. You got any opinion on that one?
I like the game itself just because Utah has scored three straight games over 40 points. UCLA's offense is finally clicking. They score back-to-back 30-plus points. I like this game to go over. I think we're going to see a lot of points. Who would have thought the Utah Utes would be averaging almost 37 a game in their last, I think, six games? Give me this one to go over because before I didn't think UCLA would be able to score points, but I like the way their offense has been moving the ball. Give me this total going flying over.
I think one game both of us like this weekend is Texas A&M getting 2 points at Mississippi State. That number's down from 4. Got any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I like the Aggies. I like the way they've been playing, even on this one's at David Wade Stadium. But I'm not sold on this Mississippi State offense. They looked horrible against LSU, horrible against Florida, horrible against Kentucky. Texas A&M has said they've watched all three of those games multiple times with the team to see what they did at Mississippi State offense. Give me the Aggies with a road victory.
Yeah, and Aggies 7-1 against the spread so far this year. Texas and Oklahoma State, it's pretty much if Texas has a minus by it, you can bet against them. If they've got a plus, you can bet with them. -3.5 at Oklahoma State. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, this one seems like a trap game for me for the Longhorn fans. I'm going to have to go Oklahoma State at Boone Pickens Stadium. I know Texas defense has been really, really good, but this spot right here, I don't think – all of us can agree that we don't think Texas will only have one loss this season. This could be that second loss. I like Oklahoma State getting the plus points at home.
One more I wanted to ask you about. Fresno State has just been a team that we've been hammering here over the last few weeks. That number now up to 24.5, though, against Hawaii. Is that too big? Is that one you stay away from?
Yeah, I'm with you on there. I've been cashing tickets left and right and cashing over tickets left and right with Fresno State. I agree, but boy, that number just keeps on climbing. I'm hoping to get some Hawaii money coming in late, even though it's a late game. Opened up at 21, now 24.5. I'm going to wait to see what the public does on this because right now we're getting some Hawaii money coming in. So if I can get it back down to maybe 23 around that number, I'll look at Fresno State. They're 6-1 and 6-1 against the spread. Who doesn't like the Bulldogs right now? All they've been doing is cashing tickets and cashing big.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza, my bookie, Vegas sports gambling analyst, joins us every Thursday. Rafael, great stuff, my friend. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, and if you want to get in on any of the action, you know where to go. My bookie. You can go to mybookie.ag or you can just Google my bookie. It'll be the first thing that pops up. And any of the lines we talked about, they're all there. Rafael makes them, basically. So you can go and get those lines. You can play those games. You can play the Texans tonight. You can play any sport. If you're an NBA guy, I was kicking myself not taking the Jazz last night plus 1.5 because I kind of felt good about that one, and I didn't do it. But I could have done it on my bookie, and I should have. NBA, hockey, you name it, they got you covered. Best part is, The thing I love most about my bookie is if I put money in there and win and want to cash out, I know I can get it. And that's not the case with a lot of these websites. Well, MyBookie is reliable. They're safe. They've been in business for years. They're a terrific operation. Their customer service is fantastic. If you have any problem at all, they'll contact you right away. And they have that in-game betting, which I love, especially when we're out on location like we are tonight. If I don't get my bet down before I get home, I can jump in when I get there and play live in-game betting. All you have to do, go to MyBookie, Google it, go to MyBookie.ag, either one. You can get your account started. They still have the great special going. It's not going to last much longer. You want to bet on her heel, you can do that. Or you can bet on him to go over or under on his basketball shots. But they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. So that's right, a dollar for dollar match on your first deposit. The special's not going to last much longer. Just use promo code RADIO to activate your offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Guys, you want to get some poker going? My favorite place, Lions Poker Palace, which is the most aptly named poker room in the city because the place is an absolute palace. It is fantastic. It's as nice as any place I've been, and that includes Vegas. I mean, it is just a high-quality place. And you want to get some action? How about tonight? 3,000 guaranteed, a round of each tourney starting at 6:30, late registration till 8:10. How about Friday night? 6K guaranteed. Saturday, 12K guaranteed. Starts at 1 o'clock. You can get up until 3:10 on that one. And 10K on Sunday. So tons of money out there, and you're going to have a great experience. George and Najib and the guys there run a fantastic room. You're going to love it.
Yeah, like part of the deal with these new poker rooms in Houston is I was a little concerned that it would be sort of a shady operation or whatever. You go into Lions, there's nothing shady about this place. Like these guys went all out. It looks like and feels like a Vegas room, and they treat you right. And that's what you really want when you're you know committing to a room. You want to go play where they want you to come back and play. They want you to keep coming back, and so they put out these benefits like the BYOB, and then the food is so good. You're going to want to come back for things like that the other places just can't keep up with. Check them out. I'm telling you, you stop by this place, you see it once, you're going to want to go back. And you can follow them on Facebook, get all the information about their tournaments. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's Lions Poker Palace.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells on 290. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Bombshells. And having a good time here, if you want to come on out.
Everybody's quoting us the Woj tweet.
Yeah.
Story posting soon. The Rockets are making a renewed bid to acquire Jimmy Butler, including four future first-round draft picks in their most recent trade offer, according to ESPN. Mm.
Okay. To me, first-round picks don't mean a whole lot.
They don't.
Especially where the Rockets wind up picking, because, frankly, you could go – there are teams that will trade you late first-round picks for cash.
Yeah.
So if you really want to go get some, you can do that. To me, the number doesn't really matter. If it's four, it's four.
I mean, there'll be players too, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to do some players to match the, to match the money. I'm guessing Eric Gordon's probably a part of that. But if you can get him without giving up PJ Tucker, I'm all for it.
Without giving up PJ Tucker?
Yeah, I'd rather not do that. But if you have to, I don't know. I'm not as sold on.
I think at the end of the day, I mean, they can add as many superstar players as they want. It's going to end up being a matter of chemistry and if it all works together. And I think Chris Paul is a guy who is a good chemistry guy.
Yeah, I think he can pull guys together.
But I'm still not sure if this is a Chris Paul-led team or a James Harden-led team. And if it's a James Harden-led team, you can keep adding the Carmellos and the Jimmy Butlers. I don't think the results are going to change much. I think you'll get a team that's, you know, solid, but I don't think you're going to get a team like what you get with Golden State.
No, but I think...
I don't think you get a championship team.
But that's what will be interesting to me is as the season progresses, does Chris Paul take more of that kind of role on? Because if he does, I think they have a chance to be really good even with what they have.
Right.
And if not, then, you know, I think the ceiling is...
Ceiling is the roof.
Yeah, exactly. It's it's exactly where they got last year. I think they the best for them is get to the conference finals and lose to the Warriors. But... I do see a lot of Chris Paul on this team when he's on the floor, which he hasn't been the last couple games. I think it just makes a huge difference when he's back out there. But if you can get Jimmy Butler, go get Jimmy Butler. To me, whatever you got to do, 4 first-round picks doesn't mean that much.
It really doesn't.
So 479 asks, one of my larger bets this week was Vandy -1 over Arkansas and the under at 53. Any thoughts?
I mean... God, that's such an ugly game.
Yeah, it's not one I would go out of my way to bet, but I think if I were going to bet it, I'd be on the Vandy side.
Yeah, I tend to lean that way too, but I don't know. That's neither one of those are teams I'm looking to back. I mean, if Vandy was able to blow the cover against Florida, not just to blow the game, which they were dominating for most of it, but then to eventually blow the cover at the end of that game, yeah, I'm not looking to be on that team. They're bad.
Interesting that Missouri's 7-point favorites over Kentucky.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the week when that Kentucky guy called, and I don't hate Mizzou. If you look at the rankings, you say, oh yeah, Kentucky's for sure. You know, they've lost one game. You know, they're a good team. In my personal power ratings, I think I've got. I don't have it in front of me. I think I have Missouri in the mid 20s.
Yeah.
I think I have Kentucky in the mid-20s. But Kentucky's a one-dimensional team right now. And we talked about it earlier. Their quarterback threw for 19 yards against Vanderbilt. 19 yards. That's 57 feet in a football game. That's how many yards he got. And Mizzou, unlike Vanderbilt, can get out and get in front of you. And if you make Kentucky throw the ball... I think they're very beatable.
I think it could get ugly in a hurry.
Yeah.
In that case.
Drew Locke is a guy, I'm not of the belief that Drew Locke is like the next big thing in the NFL, like a lot of people do think. But I think he's better than your average SEC quarterback.
If you had a chance, of all the quarterbacks out there this year, let's say you have a high pick next year with a team that needs a quarterback, who's the guy you like? Because I know Drew Locke is really high on everybody's list.
It's not him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with you on that.
I'm probably going to Oregon. I think I would have liked to seen, I would have liked to seen him perform better in big games this year. But Justin Herbert's a difference maker.
Yeah,
and if he's physically built for the NFL. If I had to choose one this year, that's probably him.
Yeah, I'm probably with you on that. I haven't seen the guy yet, though. Like, last year, watching Sam Darnold, I'm like, okay, this guy's got a chance to be good at the next level. And really, even Lamar Jackson, she's like, man, he's such a good athlete. If they can just work on his accuracy, you know, they'll get themselves a good player. Mayfield, coming out of that offense, who knows. But I think you're starting to see more guys succeed out of that. And Patrick Mahomes is the perfect example.
Yeah.
The guy who's come out of the air raid offense. That's the one guy they did everything right with. Sit him for a year and let him learn from Andy
Reid. That's
Reed.
Nice. And yeah, when you can just, do that, that's a
not
that's
many
a nice
teams
benefit.
That have
Alex Smith to run their team.
Right, right. So.
The other guy that I'll mention while we're talking about him and – you know, I don't know if I'm using my number one pick on him, but I like the Daniel Jones from Duke. I've mentioned him a couple times this season. I think he's a really good quarterback. It's 6'5". He's like a really good pro prospect. You know, some of these other guys, Dwayne Haskins, I think he can play in the NFL. I'm not using a first-round pick on him. But, yeah, there. And Shea Patterson is another guy who's interesting to me. But, again, I look at him as more of a third-, fourth-round guy.
Yeah, I still – I don't know quite how he's going to play out in the NFL. A couple people mentioned Will Greer, and it's like I'm still skeptical of guys coming out of
that
offense.
I think Will Greer's a badass college quarterback, and he's in the perfect spot. But I don't think I could use a first-round pick on him.
I don't know that he's better than – and I know people don't want to hear this. I don't know that he's better than what Geno Smith was in college. Geno Smith was pretty good, too, in that offense.
Yeah.
Same coach, same everything.
Well, and remember, he had to leave Florida because, I mean, listen, you're not getting playing time at Florida. Florida can't find a quarterback, you know, and they run a little more of a traditional pro-style offense down there. That's a concern.
Yeah, there's not a lot of guys who transfer someplace else and then become really good NFL quarterbacks because they couldn't play. Joe Flacco is one of the few. But, man, there's not a lot of guys that, I couldn't get playing time here, so I'm going to go somewhere else and then get drafted in the NFL.
Yeah, it scares me off.
Yeah, most of the times, if you can't beat somebody out, unless it's a totally different system than what –
Right.
You know, but
There are transfers that are exceptions. I mean, Russell Wilson, obviously an exception. But Russell Wilson, it's not like he couldn't get on the field at NC State. You know what I mean? He was playing.
Well, but his was different. He started NC State, and he was a graduate transfer.
Right.
They wanted him to stay.
Yeah.
So that one doesn't – that's not quite the same thing. You know, he wanted to play in a and it made a big difference when he got to Wisconsin.
That Will Greer was in a situation where he wasn't getting on the field at Florida.
No.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Man Centers. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers. And if you've got low testosterone, it can affect a lot of aspects of your life. Work, gym, bedroom. Who wants that, guys? You don't want that. And this isn't about testosterone injections, the synthetic stuff. They're focused on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone because the synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and even shrinkage. And nobody wants shrinkage. Guys, they go check them out. There's no reason not to. The Y Factor is still the home of the free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value. They'll check you out absolutely free. They've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. Call today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
If I was you, because I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells on 290. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Bombshells on 290. Place is hopping. Plenty of good scenery, good food, good drinks. Get your butts out here. Come hang out, watch the game tonight if you're not going to the game. And if you are going to the game, you probably better be on your way because we know how traffic is over there this time of day. So that's all. Lamont mentioned Kyler Murray. From what I understand, he's only playing this year, and then he's going off to Oakland to play baseball.
Yeah.
I think when he signed that deal with the A's, that was the agreement.
I think 5'9" quarterbacks typically don't play in the NFL anyway.
No.
I mean, the NFL's changing. Maybe it could happen.
Yeah, I think it's possible that you see more. But and I don't know if he could play in the NFL or not, but I do think that he's a lot better passer than he showed at A&M. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
But, I think I'm pretty sure that that's the deal, is that he's off to Oakland at the end of this year to play baseball. And from what I understand, he's a fantastic baseball player.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen him play, but I hear nothing but good
things. If the internet says it, he's got to be untouchable.
Oh, absolutely. And Juan asked me, how do you feel about the Baylor under 6 bet now? I did say over 4, right? When Baylor Bear Joe asked about it, I said they'd win more than 4. You look at the rest of their schedule. Well, I think they're losing tonight. They could win some of these games down the stretch, but here's who they have after West Virginia. Okie State, I don't think they'll be favored there, even though they'll be at home. Iowa State at Iowa State.
No, lose that.
Forget that. TCU and Texas Tech.
Yeah.
So, you know, I what are they at? Five now?
Four.
Yeah, I still feel
they beat
okay.
Kansas and Kansas State.
Yeah, and I think the Kansas State win is the one that I wouldn't have given them before the season. I would have said they would beat one of those teams out of Kansas State and Okie State, so they got their one. But they're better this year than they were last year, no question.
Yeah, for sure.
Last year they were just a mess, and you don't recover from everything they went through right away. Somebody asked, will Tua be a good NFL quarterback? I think so.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think that guy is he's got everything that you look for in a quarterback.
He's a much better version of it's. Remember Marcus Mariota in college when he was like he'd throw the ball deep.
Yeah,
it's like that, but he's just better. You know.
Yeah, I don't know that he's as mobile as Mariota at his best, but we haven't seen that now in a couple years because
Mariota doesn't really run in the NFL.
No, and I think part of that's the injuries have slowed him down a little bit. But I think he's a better passer. I think he's going to be great in the NFL. I think somebody's going to get themselves one hell of a quarterback, and that's the one difference between Alabama. As much as I liked A.J. McCarron, they've got a real weapon at that position now. Now, I think the question is, much like Deshaun Watson, how beat up is he going to get in the NFL if he gets behind a bad offensive line, and will that affect his game? Probably. You know, it just depends on where you – so much of it's where you wind up.
I could see Tua being Russell Wilson in the NFL.
Yeah, I could see that. He's taller too.
Yeah, a more physical version of Russell Wilson.
I also think he's a better runner than Russell Wilson when he wants to run. So, I love everything about that guy as far as NFL quarterback play goes. And yeah, you know, it's just.
Did you hear what I just did with that?
You did.
I compared a black quarterback to a non-black quarterback.
Did you?
That never happens.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I compared him to
the NFL
another.
Comp is always it's always
well,
black
that's
guy
what
to
you
black
have
guy
to do, right?
White guy
to white
guy.
Yeah. Well, I compared him to another Hawaiian, so I'm pretty much.
Oh, that's okay.
I mean, that's because I'm the first one that compared him to Mariota. I will go on record as saying that and. Yeah, they're both from Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, that's on me.
That's super racist of you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I compared him to a black guy.
But see, it's okay to be racist against Hawaiians.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think so. It's 2018, dude.
No, nope. It's totally fine.
Okay. Good luck with that.
It's just like you can be racist against white people if you want.
I mean.
It's totally acceptable.
Okay. I don't know that Hawaiians fall into that same category, though.
There's just
Those
not
are island people.
There's just not enough of them to get
they're
pissed
indigenous.
Off.
They're indigenous.
But there's not enough of them to get pissed off, and they don't listen to our show. So I feel like it's okay.
I think like being racist towards them is like being racist towards Native Americans. I don't think it's allowed.
I don't think there's any Native Americans playing in the NFL right now, so I don't have any comps for that.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESP is your number if you want to text the show. And our buddy JRP, who's been – you know, he's been listening to the show forever, has moved to Canada. But he still has, he likes having the app.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, he's in BC, which is beautiful up there. And I got to meet our buddy Old School Chris for the first time.
Nice.
He's been listening to the show forever. So it's always cool when we go out someplace and, you know, you have people that tweet at you and text the show and stuff, and then you get a chance to meet them. It's especially guys that have been there from the beginning. So that's always cool. I enjoy that. One of the things when I was listening to Joel and Cody today was somebody said something to the effect of, well, if you take away all the stuff that James Harden does, then he's just this guy. If you take away his stats. It's like, okay, that's probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I mean, I've said a lot, if you take away what he does at the free throw line, like if you take away the flopping, which, I mean, you can't.
Right.
That's part of his game, and it worked. When I'm talking about what I don't like about that is I don't like it aesthetically. Like, it's not fun to watch for me,
but it
definitely makes him effective.
Yeah, it's funny because I think the Astros have so many likable guys. I think the Texans have some likable guys. I like Deshaun Watson a lot. I like watching D-Hop play. I think he's terrific. And as much as people like to think he's overexposed, J.J. Watt's a good dude. They just got guys I like to watch play that I would pay to watch play. I don't like watching James Harden play. He's great. He's great.
He's good at sport.
But to me, he's like watching a wishbone offense. You may be really good, but it's like I don't want to watch a Navy game. Yeah, no interest.
No.
Yeah, and no offense, Navy, but they're not good this year. But when they're good, they're effective. They beat teams. They look good doing it in terms of the score, but aesthetically, no. It's like I don't – like if I'm going to have I'm going to go to a place where attractive women are serving me drinks, I don't want a 4.
All right.
I want an 8. So 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people are still sending us the Woj story. We did see that. I'm all for it. Whatever. As long as you're – not getting rid of some key components. Because I just don't know how much of a difference Jimmy Butler is going to make if you get him.
Yeah.
So 4 future first-round draft picks, according to Woj's story.
That's the offer. Not accepted, yeah, mind you.
Yeah. It's the maximum number of first-round picks allowable in a deal, factoring in league rules that necessitate no first-rounders can be conveyed in successive years, and no pick can be traded farther out than 7 seasons.
God. So it's this year, the year after this, or this year?
Yeah, every 2 years.
Every other year.
And what's interesting, you know why that rule exists, is because Minnesota's the one that traded all the draft picks.
Right.
And I think it was to get Joe Smith. I could be wrong about
been.
That. Yeah.
But how'd that work out?
That's not good.
Okay.
But apparently there's no word as
if
to whether or not.
If you're a good team, trading your draft picks doesn't matter.
Right.
Now, it's getting a little bit excessive because who knows what the Rockets will be in 7 years.
Yeah, but you know what? You got Chris Paul and James Harden for the next 4, so.
Right. But I mean, you're definitely not going to have Chris Paul here in 7 years. It's unlikely you'll have James Harden here in 7 years. You might wish that you had those, but
yeah.
They're making a push for now, which I think you do when you've got a team that's built to win now.
And I'm certain that there'll be lottery protection on those because there always is. So if you wind up sucking and getting into the lottery, you'll still get your pick. Like if it's top 7 protected or something.
If I'm Minnesota, I'm saying no way. Hey, no lottery protection.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, no, I just want the picks wherever they are. I hate that they do that so much in the NBA because you trade for a pick. Like, it's amazing to me that teams are able to get away with that as much as they are. I would just say no. So, all right, we are going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll have a gym of the day for you. Don't go anywhere, it's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Bombshells on 290. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz live here at Bombshells off of 290. Place is hopping. People are getting ready for the game tonight. They're all excited. They're drinking. Hey, you want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season? Play with us. Log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, couple of weeks. Or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the season. Each week we're giving away prizes to the top 3 winners. One of this week's prizes is a $50 gift card to King's Beer House.
I forgot to put in my picks last week.
I know. From now on, that's part of my job is I have to remind you on Thursdays.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
I was up in the standings, and then you were like, you might have forgotten to put them in because you looked like you took a pretty good tumble.
Yeah, and Charlie Polillo has surpassed me
for
first among all the hosts, so I'm a little pissed. King's Beer House, the perfect football hideaway. Plenty of TVs to catch every football game. Sunday brunch to help you get over Saturday's fun, crafty cocktails of every variety, and happy hour every week, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. So you can go and listen to us. Was just talking to Todd about see, here you go, Hawaiian listener in Houston. We take no offense, too laid back. I have two friends who live in Hawaii, and they are the most, even more so than my Southern California friends, they are the most laid-back, cool people ever. I mean, they really are.
Because their life is better than ours.
So, Titan Hugo asking, Fred, what do you drink? I'm at the bar. What do you drink? I appreciate it, Titan Hugo, but I'm not drinking right now. I mean, I could, but I'm doing really well with this diet, so I kind of want to stick with it. But I was just talking to Todd about what my bookie challenge would be. And, yeah, I did 100 leg presses today at 500. It took me 3 minutes.
Okay.
So that could be one. But I think we've come up with the idea that I should do a beer mile.
Oh.
That'd be pretty good.
That is a good idea.
Because that combines. I mean, I do.
You do run a lot.
I do run.
You do drink beer.
And I do drink. So I think I've never actually tried to run a mile at a certain and do a certain number. So I'd have to do that because – like, I know what my mile times are when I run 5Ks and 10Ks. They're not good, but I know what they are. So I'd have to actually do one to kind of see where I would come in at. Because right now I'd say probably 10 minutes would be the over-under.
Okay.
Because I know I can run a mile. If I'm just running a mile, I'm pretty sure I can do it between 8.5 and 9 minutes. Throw the beer in there, which I know I can hammer pretty quickly. Just off the top of my head without any, you know, challenge to it, I think 10 minutes would be the number I'd put on it.
Okay.
And, you know, and I would certainly strive to go under.
What if we put it at 9:45?
I'd probably bet over.
You think over?
Yeah. Well, it's tight because, I honestly don't know. I have to go out and actually do a mile. That's what I'll do first. I'll just run a mile as fast as I can.
I like the idea better of having no one knowing exactly what you can do.
Well, I want to get people a fair number to bet on.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to set just a random number and then, because, like, I'm going to want to bet under, and I'm going to want to try to make under the time that I set. But, yeah, so I want it to be fair.
Okay.
So what I'll probably do is I'll just go out and run a mile as fast as I can to see what that number is without the beer. And then separately, I'll slam a beer and see how long that takes.
I think you have to slam four beers.
That's not a problem. I mean, okay. The kind of beer we're talking about is like water to me. Are you right. Kidding me? Just like you wouldn't have any problem with that either.
No.
That part of the challenge I'm not concerned about.
Okay.
It's just how fast can I run it? So, because I would factor in a max of 45 seconds for me to slam four beers.
Oh, okay.
A max. Yeah. Maybe a minute. Maybe.
Are these going to be out of a cup or a can?
Well, I assume a can.
A can takes longer. A cup, you can just dump it down your head.
Yeah, we'll have to put it in a cup.
Yeah, that's probably the best move.
And then if I throw up, that counts as an over.
Yeah, it's automatic.
Yeah. JT the Aggie says 100% in for a beer mile with you. See, I'd love to do it with the Blitzers, you know?
That'd be fun.
We talked about things we could do for the listeners, and I always wanted to do a beer mile. Just because I thought, and I actually, there was supposed to be one here a couple years ago, and we signed up for it, and they canceled it. But I wanted to do one. So that might be it. That's so real talk. I put the under on Raheel. What are your thoughts? I'm actually not going to bet on him because I'll feel bad if he goes under. But I would bet the under. And maybe for him it's different. Like me, that's the thing. If I do this and I know people are betting on me.
Right.
And I know that everybody's backing me on the under, I'm going to feel like absolute, you know what, if I don't do it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, I'll be thinking about it. I'll get to that last quarter mile and I'll be like, dude, you got to pick it up. And maybe I wind up throwing up or falling down or something. But something like that, it's just like when you're playing poker. It's like playing poker for real money versus playing poker for free money.
Right.
It changes the game. It's a totally different animal. Is Todd Gurley for Saquon Barkley and Stephon Diggs a good trade in fantasy?
If you're a PPR, maybe. But honestly, if I've got
I'm not in any hurry to trade Todd Gurley.
Yeah, because I don't know what the Giants are going to be going forward. I think they're almost in full-on quit mode.
But maybe Barkley gets the ball more.
No, I think honestly, I mean, put yourself in, I mean, a reasonably smart GM's shoes, but let's say you're giving up on this season. You've got a rookie running back you know is great. Don't you play him less?
I don't know if they'll do that. They still got to put butts in the seats. So I don't know. I mean, I would, yeah, but we're talking
about... Because my guess is I don't know how many more games Eli plays.
Yeah, well, I mean, but how good is a Giants GM?
Again, I don't know, but I mean, it doesn't... To me, it doesn't seem like it takes a genius to figure out that I can save this running back a half a season of hits that he doesn't need to take.
Right.
In a year that we're not going to do anything.
Yeah, just like it would have made sense for Bill O'Brien not to play Arian Foster
you're
in a
right.
game where you're down 42
you're right.
to 7. That makes
touché,
perfect sense,
good
too.
Sir. Touché.
I'm just saying, these guys don't always do the smart thing, AJ. Not my fault. All right, I've now gone too long to do the gym of the day. So
damn it.
Oh, well.
We can do that later on in the show.
Yeah, we'll do it sometime in the 6 o'clock hour. But we will have Brad Powers up next, assuming he can get away from his national commitments. So, but hey, what is that, John? What'd you tell me? Lightstream? Yeah, okay. Guys, your credit card balance is up there a little bit. And you know what? The interest rate on those things is too high. That's just a fact. You can turn those balances into one monthly payment. You can get a lower fixed interest rate, and you can start saving money right away. If you got good credit, all you have to do is go to my friends at Lightstream. They're going to take care of you. They offer credit card consolidation loans from, how about this, 6.14%. 6.14%. I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but I guarantee it's not that. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. You even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. And the best part is you could be saving hundreds, maybe thousands, depending on what your credit card bills are. They believe people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. Plus, they're a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. How about this? Blitzers, you can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. Lightstream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred. For more information.
Brawl, eternal souls clashing. War gets deep. Some beef is everlasting. Complete with thick scars. Brothers each other up in prison yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop with me. Body found in the dumpster for real a hustle.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. 94.1.